HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Jitin Basada, thank you so much for speaking to Hindustan Times. I want to start off by asking you this. In a way, didn't seem that much of a surprise because people kind of, all of us kind of anticipated in 2019 as well. Talk us through what finally led to your shift to BJP.
No, as far as it's not about surprises, as far as I'm concerned, over the last 2 years, in my interaction with people and traveling across wherever in the country, there was this opinion that being formed, and I also began to feel and realize that I'm not being able to fulfill the expectations of the very people I promised to work for. And when you see a dilution in that, we all come into politics to serve people, to connect. And that's what primarily function is, supporting your supporters. And if you start feeling that the organization that you belong to is not being able to fulfill the expectations of the people, and especially in the state that I come from, and we are in our faced elections and being decimated, only goes to show that the distance between the two has gone so far, and a person who is in politics and in public life, and if you're able, not being able to do anything for the rights of the people that he promised to work for, you become irrelevant.
So how long have you been feeling like this?
No, like I said, it's not about a particular time. It's been the series of defeats, the interactions with people, their suggestions, their talks, and they're reaching out to you and looking after you for health, work, taking up, raising the issues, but if you're not being effective and not being able to fulfill it, then you begin to realize that and you have to take decisions.
So, I wanted to ask you, did the BJP approach you or did you approach them?
No, it's not about who approached whom, and I'm not going to tell you. I can only say that the decision that I have taken, and I'm very happy that I have, and I will be part of an organization and a party, like I said, which in a true sense is the only national party that exists in India and functions on a basis which is more institutional rather than the whims and fancies which you see in so many of these parties that you see today revolve around a particular
Are you saying that the whims and fancies at the moment, it's the person in charge is Sonia Gandhi and before it was Rahul Gandhi?
No, I'm talking about the parties in general. I'm not talking about a particular party. As you can see, and you are yourself aware, that all political parties that you see.
But the one that you're quitting is the Congress, no, Jitin Prasada?
Today is my first day where I'm taking the membership, and I've been privileged to have the membership of the Bharatiya Janata Party, and I'm actually very thankful to the leadership who have formally inducted me today. And today is not the day of finding out and talking about why I left a particular party. Today I want to focus on why I joined a particular party.
Okay. So, one of the first people who reached out to you on social media was, of course, Himanta Biswa Sarma, who himself in 2015, he said that, you know, he just didn't get enough time. He had problems. And the leadership at that time, which was Rahul Gandhi, didn't have time to hear those problems. Did you speak to him off social media in person as well before you made this move?
No, I haven't had any interaction with him, but I hope to meet him very soon and congratulate him in person on our victory in Assam.
Now, you talked about the fact that, you know, you're tired of the successive defeats and the party which looks promising to you
I didn't say that I'm tired of successive defeats. process and politics. The distancing them from the people at large from of a political party, especially in my state.
So they're disconnected.
And the disconnect.
Right.
And that has led to serious, series of defeats.
Right. So that you. Sorry. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So that's what I was trying to say. It's not about.
I understand.
Got defeated, and I'm not saying that.
Yeah. So that disconnect, in a way, the state in charge is Priyanka Gandhi Vadra. And she has been trying since 2019. She joined, she became active and in charge of the state in January 2019. So this obviously is an indictment of her.
Are you saying, am I talking about a two-year span?
You're not?
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm talking about over the year, couple of years, you've seen. And you know the results of the... And you're bringing me back to what I just said. I want to talk about why I joined a particular party, why I joined the Bharatiya Janata Party and not why I left.
Okay.
So I'm sure you know most of the questions and answers that you asked.
So let's talk about... Jitin, just last question about BJP. Okay, you don't want to talk about Congress and why you left. Let's talk about BJP. In the BJP, you know, this is a difficult time also for the party because they've had their own leaders in UP, in your state, are asking lots of questions about the handling of COVID in the state. You know, did you have some doubts about that time? There seems to be a churn there. We saw there, for example, Santosh Gangwar writing a letter. We saw many, many other people. 4 MLAs have written letters to the leadership.
Yeah, you all know they voiced their concerns over what the problem they face in the areas. And as far as I am concerned, I am going to work under this organization for the party. And we are going to see elections in the preparation. So on. Apart from the electoral process, I want to be a part of where I can help out to the people of Uttar Pradesh and wherever the party decides to, put me to work and help issues and social causes and in such a fashion that I feel that I am my energy and my I'm being utilized. And I'm being able to even make a small difference in people's life, I think I will be successful in the cause that I have taken.
And of course, the Brahmin vote. That's what you bring to the table for the BJP?
Brahmin vote, I belong to that community. And I have been active and taking up their cause of a non-political platform on a non-political platform. Where I wanted to unite the community and wherever I felt there were some atrocities and some problems and some issues with people of the community that we should help and reach out. And now that I've joined the Bharatiya Janata Party, I believe that I will be in a better position to reach out and help those people whose cause I've been talking about.
Jitin, thanks very much. Well, that was a conversation and that brings us to the end of this episode of On The Record. If you would like to share your views on it, do tweet me at Sunetra C or at HD Smartcast. Send in your feedback and I'll be back with another episode. So join us then. Goodbye.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.